And that means it is time for our weekly conversation with Chapel Home Mayor Pam Hemminger.
I got lost in the song.
It's a good song, right?
It's a good song. Yeah. It takes you away.
Usually on Thursdays at 3:30. Instead, we're switching with Susan Brown this week. So if you're tuning in right now to hear Talking Books with Susan Brown, she'll be on tomorrow at 3:30 during Pam Hemminger's usual time.
Yeah,
Pam Hemminger here in the studio today.
Yeah, thank you for being able to switch. We're going down to Florida. Our son finds out where he's matching for his medical residency.
Oh, awesome.
He's going to be an ER doctor, and we're so very, very excited. It's been a long journey. We will find out, so it's very exciting.
A very huge day.
Yeah. They're all excited. They found out, the group all found out that they did match somewhere. They just don't know where.
But
the whole nation does it apparently at the same time. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's really like it's a two-part thing, right? And I didn't know any of this until I had a friend who went through medical school, and then the whole match day is such a huge thing where you have to be matched, and then you have to find out.
Right.
And it could be anywhere, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. Yeah. So you just, and there's fewer spots in some categories than others. So if you didn't match in your category, then they usually have openings in general medicine. But I think this year is the first year in a long time they've had more medical students graduating than they actually have spots. They'll work something out. It's called scramble.
Yes.
I don't have to
for obvious reasons, I imagine.
Yeah. So they'll match.
Well, that's actually really good too, though, because one of the really significant issues that I know we're facing sort of in this country is a doctor shortage, right?
Yes,
I mean, doctors, nurses, medical technicians, like there's a shortage of all of those.
Yeah,
So
the more we can get out there,
absolutely.
And medicine's changing, as we know, so it's different skill sets and different things going on now.
Does he have any sense at all of where it's going to be? Like, is there a region of the country?
So
does it narrow it down at all?
Mostly in the southeast
corridor.
I've been up in Allentown at Lehigh Valley. It's been a little cold, a lot of snow in the ground. Mm-hmm. So he's ready to come back a little warmer and closer to home, which we're glad. So we'll see. Right. We'll see what happens.
All
the choices
luck.
Were good. And we're excited about that.
Sounds good.
Today was, I've heard you talked about, it's both Pi Day and National Walkout Day.
And I haven't mentioned Pi Day
Happy Pi Day. It's also council member Rachel Shavitz's birthday.
Happy birthday.
My youngest son's birthday, my niece's birthday. It's a big Pi Day.
Kristen Smith Young's birthday today
There you go. Lots of good birthdays today.
Happy birthday to all of them.
Yes, happy birthday. The National Walkout Day, and I just say again, we're so proud of our high school students for standing up. I told you earlier, I love that they say they're not giving up. They're determined. We had very good events at all three of our high schools, and there were no outside. We had security because we wanted to make sure it was safe for the students to do this today. And so we send apologies out to some of the parents who wanted to show up and participate in this today, but we weren't letting people. We were working with the school systems and let other people on the campuses today to make sure the kids were safe, just because it was the better way to do it.
So I guess that answers my question. Were you at one of these?
So we were at the MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, and I asked them to stop at 10 o'clock so that we could all stand and show our support. We took a picture. We'll post it out there.
That's cool.
Because it was our regular scheduled meeting, but we wanted to acknowledge the work of these students and stand with them. And tonight, we'll be wearing our orange shirts at the council meeting. I haven't got my shirt yet. I'm wearing orange.
I am wearing orange.
I haven't got my shirt yet. It's coming. So we're going to be wearing those tonight at the meeting. So just, I can't say how proud we all are of our students that they're making a difference. So keep it up. That's all.
And I think it really is important, not just the sort of the grassroots activity, and this is true of any social movement. You've got the grassroots activity, you've got people who are taking it upon themselves to stand up, get out there. They're not being pushed. They're not being moved by anyone. They're doing it of their own accord. But then you've got community leaders. It's the town council. It's you as mayor. It's the dozens of businesses that are listed on the back of this shirt that all came together. It's local media outlets, like the fact that we're talking about this on a regular basis, and we'll have them back on the air, the students who organized it again tomorrow, and we're going to keep this conversation going. But it's also on community leaders, the people who have the voice and the microphone and the spotlight in the community, to keep the spotlight on these students and the work that they're doing, and then to turn the pressure on legislators in Raleigh and in Washington, D.C. to take the next step beyond that.
I want to encourage,
and it's not going to be tomorrow, but we keep the pressure on.
Our students to go to Raleigh and take a stand. I know you want to go to D.C., but we want you to go to Raleigh as well.
Yeah, Raleigh first.
Raleigh first. Let's go there and make it out there. All right. We had our snowstorm on Monday.
Yes, very nice.
Luckily, it didn't stick, but we had to cancel. We were going to be rescheduling a lot of meetings. One of them was the Go Triangle meeting. There were several meetings that day. We're working to reschedule. You know how hard it is, but bear with us. Check our website. tonight. We have a lot going on with all kinds of things, but that meet the Go Triangle meeting will be rescheduled. We posted our advertisement for the town manager. We had a very collaborative, lots of input for writing the ad, talking about the challenges our community will be facing, the skill sets we want to have, the minimum requirements, and then definition of our community. I like the ad. It came out well. So if you get a chance, go read it. Even if you're not, you know, you don't have to be applying to go read the ad. It's good. It's on our website. We got a lot of feedback from the public. We're going to be doing another public input at some point. We're still getting that organized to help the public have the public help us figure out what kinds of questions we want to ask candidates and things. So look for that. That'll be coming. We'll be getting that soon. And the website's still up. If you want to give your input still, the survey is still out there. So we're going to make sure that, and they can always email, and you can always come to the regular council meeting and tell us your opinion. So that's all. Next week is Water Week. There's a lot of challenges going across the nation about water, raising awareness for water. We have some water seminars going on, mostly at lunchtime next week. How going green can help the water be blue. Explore More, Water Week Open House, globally acclaimed film Straws, about plastics in our water systems.
Yes.
So go to our website, look at that. Most of these are being held at the library, and we're excited about people wanting to come together, discuss better things we can do with our water.
I think the point about like plastics in the water systems is important, because you think about conservation of water, but it's also conservation of other things to help the water supply too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're making good progress with, we call it JLOA, the Jordan Lake One Water Association, and we are partners in this, and there are some things in Jordan Lake, and as we grow in population around here, we want to make sure that the lake stays clean, but it's also the water supply for humans and aquatic, all kinds of life. So it's out there. We have a meeting tonight. We're going to be talking about our economic development incentives program. We're going to be talking about the affordable housing bond funding and the process for doing that. And then we have the CASA project coming forward there. And we are continuing with our success stories. I'm hopeful to see what tonight is. And we're not going to be doing them every meeting, so there may be a delay tonight. But we're working on doing videos to show successes in the town. Last week was the one about Pritchard Park at the library. And before that, we had about building communities, where we're talking with some of our immigrant populations about how they view town services and town input sessions. So, yeah, it's good.
Very cool. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, we got that meeting tonight, and then what is it that's meeting tomorrow? The Community Design Commission, is that right? I'm blanking on the... They're going to be talking about Wegmans and Chapel Hill High School and the new...
The CDC will be having the meeting.
Yeah.
I think it's tomorrow. Again, everything got rearranged with the snow and everybody's on a different pattern. But yeah, CDC has a meeting and they're moving forward with those projects and looking at that.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
All right.
Lots going on. Spring's always a busy season, as we know. But it's spring break week for our students at UNC.
Yes.
And so things are a little quieter. Not too much as you notice downtown, but a little quieter.
Slightly shorter lines at the restaurants.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I encourage our other citizens to come on downtown during this week and support our local businesses. Go find there's great restaurants. The new parking meters, I got to hug one of the new meters that I got put in front of Target. I was so excited to see it. I was just like hugging it. It's not activated yet. They'll be activated soon, but they're so much easier to use, and they're solar powered. There's so many good things about them, so it's all good.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Townofchapelhill.org for more information. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.